BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Please be advised the following story might be disturbing for some listeners. A set of fetuses has been discovered in Durban Central. Gareth Jemison of ALS Paramedics says emergency services were called to Monte Nica Road at South Beach. He says they were shown to a private residence where they found them dumped.
Paramedics assessed and found that it was actually two fetuses, believed to be twins, and unfortunately there was nothing they could do for them and they were declared deceased on the scene. This was an active crime scene and obviously SAPS cordoned off the crime scene to investigate.
There has been a shooting on the N3 in Westville. Medics say a truck driver has been shot in the leg. They've been working to stabilize him before taking him to hospital. The circumstances that led to the shooting are not known at this stage. A group of Mozambicans living in Durban has taken to the streets to protest what they say are crimes against humanity in their country. They marched from Saratoga Park in Umhlanga to the Mozambican embassy in La Lucia. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks was there.
A group of Mozambican nationals marched uphill on Armstrong Avenue in a sweltering heat, holding up banners and singing songs. Mozambique has been in political turmoil, worsened by unrest sparked by October's disputed election that saw Frelimo declared the winner. Civil society groups say more than 100 people have been killed during the protests, blaming a crackdown by the government. Activist Lydia Kongolo says they want to return home, but the situation there makes it impossible.
We need to prosper our nation. We need to work hard to build our nation. We are tired of being called foreigners here. We need justice.
Protester Paul Mainika has called for fellow African countries to help ease the tensions in the neighboring country.
Please, we are pleading with you, South Africa. Please intervene in the problem of Mozambique.
The group said they had a list of demands for the ambassador, including transparency about the recent election. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Umhlanga.
And eThekwini Municipality says pipe repairs at the two closed beaches in the south of Durban should be completed this week. Swimming has been banned at Reunion Beach in Isipingo and Angstes in the Bluff due to contamination. According to the city, the infrastructure failures were caused by vandalism and illegal sewer connections. The municipality says it also faces the persistent problem of people not properly disposing of their waste. It says items such as hardened fats, rags, disposable nappies and other foreign objects are major causes of blockages. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 40.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas women's side 186 for 5 after 37 overs of their ODI against England. Pep Guardiola confident that his Man City team will continue to bounce back from their poor run of form. And young Aldrich Porgieter eager to have another chance to win this week at the Alfred Dunhill Championship.